This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The pandemic caused a lot of things, but rent wasn't one of them. WHYY's Taylor Allen spoke to one Philadelphia landlord about how she is surviving without tenant payments or governmental aid.
Ebony Harris owns three rental units in Philadelphia's East Falls neighborhood. She bought them to spur generational wealth for her young children to eventually inherit. In the meantime, she rents them out. The pandemic has thrown her plans for a loop.
There's no way that I can keep this apartment. I have to sell it. If I don't sell it, then I will go into debt personally.
Harris hasn't gotten a rental payment from either of her tenants since last March.
I tried to say, okay, well, if you can pay anything, half of the rent, some of the rent, because I'm still on the hook for their gas, their water, and their mortgage. So anything you can give me will be okay.
Harris considered eviction, but couldn't because city courts weren't hearing most eviction cases. And then there was the city's Emergency Protection Housing Act, which, among other things, waived late fees. Harris didn't feel like there was any way to penalize them. Eventually, city and state aid programs opened up rental assistance programs. Harris tried to secure aid and did get approved for 4 months of assistance, but she's yet to see a check. She says she's lost more than $22,000 this year, and yet her units are still occupied. She's tired of waiting for help.
I have bills and children as well.
Small landlords like Harris are important. They make up 73% of landlords in the city and provide the bulk of unsubsidized affordable housing in a city deep in need. Emily Dottle is the policy director of Reinvestment Fund and says small landlords are more likely to feel the effects of the pandemic shutdowns compared to their larger counterparts.
In some cases, small landlords are not all that different economically than their tenants are. They don't have a huge financial cushion, and so when their tenants can't pay the rent, they may not be able to pay for basic expenses for operating that property.
New research from the University of Pennsylvania and the Reinvestment Fund say smaller landlords are more likely to engage in the emergency rental assistance programs. Despite this, the Homeowners Association of Philadelphia opposed city relief programs, arguing they didn't do enough for landlords, and sued the city over programs designed to protect renters from evictions during the pandemic. Paul Cohen is the lobby group's lawyer.
A lot of landlords have tenants that haven't paid in over a year now, and for a small landlord, that's just not sustainable.
But that line of thinking is more common among large landlords who own 25 units or more. They only represent 2% of landlords, but they own more than half the rentals in the city. According to Community Legal Services, landlords, both large and small, have filed to evict nearly 3,000 households since the pandemic began, and Black neighborhoods have felt the brunt in North and West Philadelphia. These evictions will begin moving through the courts at the end of the month when a hold on lockouts lift. Ebony Harris doesn't want to evict her tenants. She just wants help with her mortgage. But she feels like she's run out of time.
There's going to be a bunch of landlords that's going to start selling their property because we can't no longer pay for this anymore.
Harris says after this, she doesn't have an interest in being a landlord anymore. She doesn't know what's next, but she's ready for another chapter. Taylor Allen, WHYY News.